Back here on our pregame show, and we're joined by the Rockies Director of International Scouting, Rolando Fernandez, been with us since the last game in Missoula. Rolando, first of all, what have you liked out of what you've seen out of this team the last three games?
Well, I like the young players and the talent, the raw talent that we have. There is a lot of projection. Guys, as you look at this point, and you can dream about 3 or 4 years from now.
You look at the team in the standings, and they're in last place, but, you know, in the future, you could be saying there are 5 or 6 guys who could be really good big league players here, and you're going to be asking yourself, well, how did this happen? Well, you know, a lot of it is the youth, isn't it?
Yeah, the way I look at it when I make these trips and the way I look at the club, I've seen a few games at the Northwest League, and I came here and I've seen the Casper play 3 games so far. And regardless of standings, I see more talent in our young kids than any other club that I've seen in this last couple of weeks.
Now, as Director of International Scouting, just run down what your role is with the Rockies.
Well, I oversee all our international signings, scouting, and operations in the Latin countries. I also go to Australia. So everything that has to do with signing and developing the international players, I'm involved in that process.
I want to ask you about a few of the international guys. First of all, Jose Rivera, who's been here now for a few years, but kind of has steadily improved with the bat, and he's always been good with the glove.
Well, you know, like I said, it's a process. You know, when the guys are very young and they come to the United States and they're playing against 21, 22 years old, the kids need to learn how to be consistent and patient and trust the process. And I think that he's done that.
We always talk about the transition and the new environment that a lot of these, especially the Latin players, have to deal with coming to the United States, and there's a new language and a new country. And do we underestimate how difficult that is for them?
I don't know if we underestimate it, but there is definitely a big change. It's even a big change for me at my age and being in the game for a while and playing the game, still coming back from the Latin countries to the States. When I come here, I feel like I'm in a new different place. But for a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, it is a huge jump. And I think that is one of the biggest jumps and accomplishments and process that they had to adjust to.
Couple of other guys, Rossel Herrera and Julian Yan, two very young guys but very talented. Just talk about them and what you've seen from them in the 3 days that you've been here.
Well, it's been fun. I catch them in a good series. Last night, the young guys really exploded on the Helena pitching, and it was fun to watch. But I've seen a lot of improvement on all the areas, and I think that the name of the game for them is consistency, day in and day out.
With Herrera, he's 6'4" and so skinny. Did he go on a big growth spurt recently?
No, we signed him. He was, I think he gained probably about 10 pounds from the time we signed him. But he's been always a tall, lanky kid that's still growing into his body.
Yeah, I think you said it right. He's still growing into his body. He has that kind of awkward look to him every now and then at it short. Do you see him as a shortstop moving along?
You know, we had to let the game decide that. There have been situations where I saw players that I said in the past, well, he's not going to stay at short, and they stay at short. I think that a good example is Troy Tulowitzki. He's a big, large frame kid, and Troy stayed short, and he played, you know, outstanding at that position. So I think we had to let the game decide that.
Now, you mentioned Australia, and David Candel has now been here for a little while, and just talk about how he's progressed, because now you see he's getting a little more, he's playing consistently now and got the average over 300, and you know, he's played well since you've been here as well.
Yeah, there is a big difference on Candelas, and I think his confidence and aggressiveness. I think even though he's from Australia and he spoke the language, I think he was a little bit timid the last year that he was here. And to see him at the play right now, he looks like a different person.
Now, you're getting ready to talk to the team, the Americans and both the Latins. What's the message that you'll send to them?
I think I'm going to talk exactly about what I just said to you and what you talked about. Just want to let them know that regardless of the record, I see them as the most talented club that I've seen the last week that I've been traveling, and to trust the process, and that we're going to see 5 years from now, 7 years from now, a lot of big leaguers from this club.
Rolando, I appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, more coming up right after this on your home for Ghost Baseball, AM 1400 ESPN.